On a cold winter's day, you may not be craving cool, crisp veggies or chilled, creamy lasagna for lunch.
It's very cold outside. Is there anything hot?
Yes, they have two hot soups.
The soup is the only thing you'll find at Organic Manic that's actually cooked. But don't let the temperature fool you. There's plenty of preparation that goes into the dozens of dishes at the buffet.
And then let's see, creamy cauliflower chili plate mashed potato. And then here, honey ginger relish. This is made of apple cider vinegar, garlic, lots of ginger and honey.
Master herbalist Agia Beller and her husband Carlo Freeland opened the restaurant less than 3 months ago. Back in 1996, Aggie was scheduled for a colon surgery and hysterectomy. But after experimenting with herbs and eating raw food, she says the surgery became unnecessary and her symptoms subsided.
Well, most people eat the standard American diet, which is very acidic and empty food. There is no nutrition in it, and it's dead. This food here, everything is alive, everything.
Aggie says when food is cooked at a certain temperature, most of the vitamins and nutrients die. But as the soup suggests, she doesn't eat 100% raw and says she doesn't believe in such a diet. She still likes to cook things like rice and potatoes. Instead of cooking, many of Aggie's dishes are simply dehydrated. That's how she makes crackers and crusts, for example. Walking into the kitchen, it's hard to miss the lack of grease and heat found in typical restaurants. Sprouts are stacked near the sink, growing right there in mason jars. Carlos says people are surprised by the joy that can be found in food that's still alive.
People come in and we have to show them the different tastes and they go, I've never tasted this before, and it's because it's a live food. Food that's cooked loses its flavor. That's why French chefs made a lot of money by making different sauces to make the dead food taste good.
He says his wife is a master at blending foods and incorporating flavors, so they're not just serving up raw vegetables on a plate. Burgers, spaghetti, lasagna, sushi, and cookies can all be found at the buffet.
The essence of what we're trying to do is make normal, ordinary food that people understand and their brain can acknowledge, but it's all alive.
Soren Green decided to try Organic Manic for the first time today. He's not typically vegan or raw eater.
You know, if you're used to McDonald's or whatnot, it might not have the same sort of taste. I guess they're used to like the fat content or the salts and all that. You know, the stuff that you get from fast food generally tends to be overprocessed, and as far as the nutritional content, it's not as good.
He says Aggie's dishes have vibrant flavors and just feel good to eat.
You know, you're kind of considered a tree-hugging hippie if you eat this kind of stuff, but I think it's, you know, your body wants it. I feel it's the best for your body.
Aggie is also the owner of Aggie's Raw Foods, which are organic snacks that can be found in local health food stores. Organic Manic is located at 1700 South and 389 West. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.